Well,
hello, my name is Grace. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local communities. Now, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I'm retired.
Okay, but how many years did you work?
28.
Okay.
What
is your primary branch of the trade? Plasterer, bricklayer, stonemason, PCC, restoration?
Restoration?
Which one was it, your primary branch of the trade?
I was a bricklayer.
On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, or an improver?
I was a journeyman.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working on that trade?
No, I retired.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks were you unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work?
I worked the whole time
over
through.
Over the past 4 months. Okay. And yes or no, did you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No. No.
Okay. Yes or no, in the past 4 months, did you seriously consider dropping your union membership?
No. Like I said, I'm retired. I'm collecting a pension.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number
There's just as many, if not more.
Okay. Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I wouldn't have any idea on that question.
Okay.
Because I'm not out
Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community?
No, there isn't.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 4 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Like I said, I've been out for 3-4 years now. I've been retired, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes or no, were you ever appointed as a union, as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job that you worked on, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through the state or local government, or you don't know?
I have no idea.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I have no idea because, like I said, I've been away from the trade for mm-hmm. 4 years.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, did you have any concerns about the safety hazards, like dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects?
I was afraid of the dust, silica dust.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, because I'm retired. I don't go.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 4 months. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
In the 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Like I said, I haven't been on a job in 4 years.
Okay. Now, please rank the following news source from the ones that you're most likely to get your news from to the ones that you're least likely to get your news from. Friends and neighbors, local TV news, internet or social media, cable news, or online newspapers or radio?
I get it from friends.
Thank you. What do you use next? Local TV news, internet or social media, cable news, online newspapers,
local news.
Radio?
Local news.
And what's next? Internet or social media, cable news, online newspapers or radio?
Probably newspaper, radio.
Okay, and out of the social media and cable news, which one?
I don't know, because I don't do, it's probably the internet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Now, well, what matters most to you right now, jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions.
What was the question?
Jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions. Which of these issues matters most to you right now?
Immigration.
Thank you. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of David's Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the David's Bacon Act?
No, I haven't.
Okay. As you may know, the David Bacon's Act ensures payment of prevailing wage to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important, that federal elected officials support it?
I feel it's important. No, I feel it's, I don't know, because union, you get paid the same money, and non-union people get paid, then they can make more money. So I don't know. I don't know what's right.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage project of the David's Bacon Act?
Well, the Democrats support it more.
Thank you. The United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I support the union people, but I don't support what they were asking for.
Okay, so would you say that you support the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The auto workers.
Auto workers much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with his job as president overall.
He sucks.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about his job on the on healthcare.
I disapprove.
Okay. What about strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove. Strongly.
What about the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
What about support for labor unions?
I approve that.
Strong or somewhat?
Strong.
Okay, what about foreign affairs?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Of what? Strongly disapprove.
And what about
I strongly disapprove. I strongly disapprove on his immigration.
You? And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove. Strongly.
Strongly or some? Thank you.
Strongly disapprove.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a way of chances that you're going to vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024.
Yes, I okay. will.
The elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump. For whom would you vote?
I'd vote Donald Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, jobs, opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
No, right now it doesn't matter because I'm retired and I get what I get.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And how could the union best improve its representation in service?
That I have no idea.
Thank you. I think the union's top priority should be for the rest of this year and next. What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Just advertising.
And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, text, union meetings, email, or job sites?
I like mail.
Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Four times a year.
Okay. Now, just generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican?
I'm neither.
Okay. But do you think of you closer to the Democrats or the Republicans?
I'm more Republican.
Okay. You have a representative sample. What is your race?
I'm white.
Strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
Kevin.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.